Apollo 7 Houston through to Nana Reeve. I couldn't copy that, Wally. We couldn't copy it, Wally. We'll pick you up over Guam here.
Roger, we're playing program 52 now, checker.
Okay, Wally.
The star angle difference in 54 was 3 balls, 2 6. And the talking angles we put on the tape, they were like 2 balls, 8 something, 2 balls, 8 something, 2 balls, 9 something.
Roger.
So we'll see what we really have now. Here's Alpha Rats and Fumblehome.
Okay.
Are
you serious or Orion this time?
Roger.
Apollo 7, Houston.
Wally,
what option did you select when you did P-52?
We took 2. Star angle difference, 4 balls, 1. The torquing angles are minus 2 balls, 199, plus 3 balls, 64, plus 3 balls, 93.
Stand by one.
That's about 2/10 of a degree off.
Copy.
I hope once and for all we've indicated what the heck a COAS is for.
Roger, Wally. Just a minute, we're having some discussion down here.
Yeah, looks like we're off about 2/10 of a degree.
Roger.
Did you copy my gyro torquing angle I read down?
Affirmative, Wall. Apollo 7, Houston. Apollo 7, Houston.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, Wally, we're having some discussion on down here on whether we need to redo that P-52, so we're requesting that you do not power down till we get back to you. Secondly, we'd like you now to switch to the secondary tanks on Quad Delta.
Roger.
Okay, and while you're up there, could you give me a BATC voltage readout?
Jack, we're kind of blacked out of you, if you can hold on that one.
Okay, no problem. There's no hurry.
Okay.
Apollo 7, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, Wally, just a minute.
Our navigator is arguing with that screen violently up here. As soon as he gets his headset on, he'll start talking.
Okay.
You reading the disky?
Raj, 4 balls, 1.
Okay, just a fine line check. I won't read them out to you then.
Okay, just going over the hill here, the brown material that you see there and the subsequent salt development was observed on 2TV1. What we're doing is recommending that the material be wiped off the injector and the wiping cloth stowed for observation when you get back down, and the chlorination proceed as per schedule in the flight plan.
Okay. Turned out the crystallized out today. There was a white powder all over the place. I suspect myself is inside the flooding too.
Ah, Roger, copy that.
That probably wraps up the communication via Guam, although the signal was unusually sharp and clear. That's one of the signals that's relayed to us by communication satellite, of course, and has been among our most dependable throughout the entire flight. The data is excellent, so is the voice communication. Our orbital elements this morning are 240 miles apogee by 90 miles perigee, and while we were over the Guam circle in that recent pass, the spacecraft was at an altitude of, let's say, 210 miles down to perhaps 175 when it left. It's now between Guam and Hawaii. We should acquire via Hawaii in 4 minutes from now. We'll be back to you then. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Via Hawaii, we're having this conversation.
Apollo 7, Houston, through Hawaii.
Roger,
Wally, we've looked at the data, and you can proceed with the power down.
Roger. John, did you get the reason behind doing the option 2 instead of 3 and 52?
Negative, Don. I guess you went over the hill too fast.
Well, the reason I did that, see, if we'd done a 3, all we would have done was find a line to the rest mat determined in 54. And that wouldn't tell you how accurate 54 was. It might give you some idea on how accurate the star difference angle was, but you wouldn't get the... So by doing 52, option 2, I got a comparison. Represent the error between him and the one determined in 54.
Okay, Don, we're discussing that down here.
Okay.
Opposite Omni 7.
Jack, you understand the logic there?
Okay, we've got all the data we need, Wally. There's some discussion on that going back and forth here, but we've got all the data we need.
Okay, just have to check the rest man we get out of 54, the rest man we compare out of 52, and the technique you have with option 2 and 3 on 52.
Get some shaking of heads, but we copy.
Hey, Jack, before we quit, I did do an option 3 on that thing.
When did you do the option 3?
After the two option 2s.
Okay.
Jack, and then it's a problem.
Okay. Could you give me a BATSE voltage readout when you get a minute? And I have a flight plan update here.
BATSE is 36.0.
Copy.
Right,
was your flight plan update? Okay, we want to do a fuel cell O2 purge at 195+00.
Roger. Proceed.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, Apollo 7, we'd like you to delay the power down. We're going to have a nav load for you here.
Going too slow. The computer's still going, the IMU's going.
Okay, we'll be ready in just a minute. Wally, I would like to get some feel for you from you on how long you think it would take you to doff suits.
Doff suits?
Right.
Okay. Explain the reasoning behind that. I can cut them off or I can take them off.
When you were inserted and you got you doffed the suits, about how long do you figure that it took you to take them off and stow them?
Oh, you mean as we started the mission?
Affirmative.
Yeah, because there's where you're taking the suit off to protect it and you put it away very carefully. I'd say we were done in about 35 minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay, copy that.
Wait a minute. Well, just Jack, what we did it in stages. We took the helmets and gloves off after the early go, and then the suits off after a 17 or 16-1.
Wally, could you go to accept? We'll send this load up.
We're going to get squared away in just a second.
Okay.
We'll get the tool straightened up,
you can
okay. You
got it now, Jack. Okay, coming up, and I'll read you the nav check when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead, the nav check.
Okay, time 199 plus 30 plus 4 balls plus 1589er plus
7 Houston.
Hello.
Now, Raj, we'd like you to stand by on any power down until we pick you up at Quimus.
We already powered down the SPF, Jack. Can we bring it back up?
Negative. We didn't quite finish the nav load. We want to pick it up here at Quimus.
Okay. The computer's still going.
Okay.
We'll keep the computer going.
Roger.
Out here in the wall map. No, it's 122. I'm sorry. We're just in a very few minutes. We'll cross the 80th parallel to begin Rev 123 at 193 hours, 58 minutes into the flight. Apollo Control, Houston.
What's that?